Hello.
Hi, is that Michael McGee?
Hi,
Michael. My name's Jamie. I'm calling from MMA Legal in relation to your application for the Scottish redress scheme.
Oh, aye.
Great. Is now a convenient time to talk?
Yeah.
Perfect. So just initially, I just need to go through data protection with you. Can you confirm your date of birth, please?
It's the 26th of 12th, 1977.
And your address?
It's Horizon Life Training. Ruffin Road, Cullen Hall, Harrogate, North Yorkshire.
And postcode, please?
HG32AY.
Right, that's absolutely perfect. Thank you for taking the time to speak to me today. I just need to go through your application at this stage, just get some further information. Is that okay?
Aye.
Perfect, okay. So I'm just bringing up your file now. So let's have a look. So yeah, you've provided your proof of address, your ID. We've got everything we need in that respect. Your application has been accepted by the redress scheme, so we do have an application number. I just need to go through some further details with you now, just in relation to your experience itself. Is that okay?
Aye, no problem.
Perfect. Right. So I have in front of me, you were placed in foster care between 1978 and 1992. Is that correct?
I was born in 1977, so I was.
Oh, it was 1977.
Aye.
Till 1992.
Till I was about maybe 18-year-old.
Right. Okay. That's fine. And when you say foster care, was it the same set of foster carers? Were you moved around? Was the different institutions involved?
I went to the Blaine, a family called the Blaine family, so I can't really remember that because I was young.
And how are you spelling that? The B?
Blaine, just like the way you spell it, yeah.
Right. Okay. And were you with them the entire time?
No. I was with them to 2 year old, and then from 2 year old till I was 18, I was fostered, and I was adopted with a Jardine family. It's called J for John, A-R-D-I-N-E.
Jardine. And you stayed with them from the years of 2 till 18?
Yeah.
Right, okay. And just to confirm, what area were you living in at the time of the initial family?
The Dumfries and Galloway area.
Right, one moment. Whereabouts, that?
It's in Scotland, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, so whereabouts in Scotland?
All right, Bar Hill. Penwaddy, Tumbray area.
Right. And how the actual area you lived in, how are you spelling that?
The bar is B A R and then R H. Oh, hang on. R. Just Bar Hill, B A R H I L L.
Right, Bar Hill, okay. And then
The Tumbray area, so it's just like Tum and then Berry on end of it.
Is that Tom Berry?
It's Tumbray, so it's T-U-R-N-B-E-R-R-Y.
Perfect, right, okay. So that was with the initial family, and then with the Jardines, was that in the same area?
No, my initial, the Foster family, the Blaine family, that was in the Newton-Stewart area.
Newton-Stewart area.
Yeah. And then the other addresses I gave you there.
That was Gardens.
Aye.
Right, okay. So I have here that the foster carers were Elizabeth and John Jardine, yes?
Yeah.
So the initial information we have is you said you always felt pushed aside, treated like an outsider. They had 4 sons and 4 daughters of their own. You said even though you were supposed to be part of the family, you were never treated the same as the other children. They were extremely strict with you in ways they never were with their own kids. You felt singled out from the very beginning.
Aye.
Yeah, okay. And it says here that you suffered physical punishment as well. So they actually hit you with objects and belts or beat you for things that didn't deserve that reaction. I do apologise, well, I know it's quite hard going through it all again. I just need to make sure everything's correct, okay? So we move on. When you were in school, so if you behaved in ways they didn't approve of, the abuse would become worse. Obviously, the physical abuse would be much worse as well, and the constant shouting and berating. Is that correct?
Aye.
Right, okay. So the impact it's had on you, so the information I have is you said growing up in the environment impacted you massively. You were in constant fear of physical abuse, and you feel the feelings shaped you in ways that you didn't understand at the time.
Aye, and then I've had, like you say, years I've been in prison, so I have. Been in prison then for 18 year old till just recently, maybe 40, and serious drug use and that as well,
So what? So you were in? Were you in prison for one offence between that age?
No, I mean,
so
you
were in and out of prison.
Aye, my criminal records, it's nothing to be proud of, but my criminal records, shocking,
Right, okay, so...
It's not shocking, but it's not, I mean...
So I do have to ask this just because the actual panel of the scheme will take this into consideration, is the offences you've been in prison for, Can you tell me in severity what was the worst and worst down? Not all of them, I just need to know what some of the worst offences were.
The worst has been like serious assault.
Yep. And how long did you stay for that?
I've done 32 months for that. I've done 3 years for another serious assault. And I've done 5 years, 9 months in 2017 to 2022. For a serious assault of permanent disfigurement.
Right, okay. And I just have to ask this because sometimes the scheme can take any previous criminal behaviour into consideration when making a decision on an award from the scheme. It doesn't necessarily mean that you won't be entitled to any compensation. They may not take it into account at all, but what they can do is basically reduce your compensation by it could be a nominal amount, it could be a large amount. We don't really know at this stage because they would obviously provide all the reason and for why they've made that decision. But I just need to make you aware of that, okay?
Aye.
Right, okay. That's absolutely fine. So just making sure, I just want to make sure all the other information is correct. So, who was the local authority when you were staying with the Jardins? Can you recall?
It would have been, the social work department?
Yes.
It would have been Stranra social work department.
How are you spelling that, sorry?
Just spell it the way that you can, Stranra.
Done raw.
No, Straeaer.
Straeaer. Right, okay. And whereabouts in Scotland is that?
Dumfries and Galloway.
Right, okay.
And then there would have been what you call it, AYR.
AYR.
That's South Ayrshire.
Right, so that's South Ayrshire?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Right, because so what we have to do is at this stage, once we've got all the information I need to obtain from you now is, who's going to possess all the evidence we need? Because in order to be successful in an application, we have to prove to the scheme that you were in care and you suffered abuse, and dependent on how much we can prove and how much it impacts you, that will be translated into essentially the level of award you receive from the scheme. Does that make sense?
Aye, I'm on I'm on a large amount of quietine as well.
A large amount of what? Sorry, I didn't catch that.
One medication as well, man.
Yeah, I'm going to come to that next. Right. I was just getting the relevant authorities and institutions out the way first. In relation to the prison sentences and the criminal activity, do you think that the abuse you suffered had a direct impact upon this?
Aye.
Yeah. Okay, and in relation to the relevant constabularies who dealt with the criminal matters, can you recall any of them, or is it just general, the Police Scotland?
Aye.
Right, aye. Okay. So your current GP practice, have you got the details for me?
Oh, it's Moss Healthcare.
Moss Healthcare. Right.
That's in Kings Road, Harrogate.
Right, let me bring that up now. So that's 20 to 30 Kings Road, Harrogate. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect, I've got that for you here. I'm just taking a note of the details, one moment. And I gather they'll have your full medical history once they...
Aye.
Fine. So you said you're on medication at the moment. What medication are you on?
I'm on Quetiapine.
Right, you're going to have to spell that too for me. Sorry, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to spell that.
Mate, I can't even spell it myself.
Right, What do you take that medication for?
I'm on it for depression. I'm on it for... paranoia, schizophrenia and that as well,
are you a diagnosed paranoid schizophrenic?
I'm on the anxiety and that should be on that as well, yeah.
Right, okay. Do you suffer from, and I take it you believe these medical conditions, again, all stem from the abuse you suffered?
It's an
impact, of course. Do you have any other medical conditions you feel stemmed from, obviously, being in foster care with the job?
Severe anxiety in that.
Severe, right. Okay. That's fine. So that's your GP. Have you ever been admitted to any hospitals? Have you ever had any conversations with anyone during your childhood in relation to the abuse? Like when you were in school, did you ever confide in somebody at school in relation to anything you were suffering with the Jordans?
No, I just kept silent about it. I
kept silent, right, okay. Right, okay, that's absolutely fine. So let's just... move on. And I take it when you first signed up with our firm to pursue this application, you've signed the conditional fee agreement, so you fully understand what you've signed up for, what we're going to do for you, and what the end result we hope will be in relation to the award made by the scheme, yes?
Aye.
Perfect. That's all I needed to know in respect of that. So the abuse, obviously, you've told me, and again, it's going to get quite graphic, and I do apologise, but I do have to ask these questions. So you've said that you suffer from depression, anxiety. Have you ever had any thoughts about taking your own life, or have you ever attempted to?
I've self-harmed in that, but I've never sank my own life for that, no.
Right, but you have self-harmed, yes.
Aye.
Right, okay. And the abuse with the Jordan, so in these types of applications, the scheme differentiates between different types of abuse. So we have physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, and then a category called neglect or failure to protect. So from what the information I have already, it seems quite apparent to me that you have suffered the physical abuse and the emotional abuse and the neglect. And I do have to ask this, was there ever any sexual abuse with anyone in the Jordan?
No.
Right. That's absolutely fine. Right, so as I said, the information I took earlier about the local authorities and your GP practice, so we'll be requesting records from them to support your claim. But you said you didn't confide in anyone at school. So can you think of any other places that may have any records which may be able to support your application to the scheme?
Probably just the social work department, say.
Right, that's fine. I've already got those details.
My doctor, doctors. I don't know if you check into my previous convictions or not, like my prison records and that.
Yeah, we will, because what we do is from this stage, we pass it on to one of our specialist teams who send off all the requests to the relevant institutions to get all your records in, okay?
So
I'll give them all the information, they'll get the records out. So have you ever received any counselling due to the impact, obviously, the abuse has had upon you?
No, I'll just put up with it. I'll just find that. Spoke to like mental health team and that before a good few times and that.
The mental health team, and where were they based? Is that via your GP or?
My GP will have all that, yeah, and my health.
Right, GP has the mental health.
And that as well.
Right, and in prison. Right, that's absolutely fine. So you've received treatment, you've received medication. So in terms of the ongoing impact, so obviously the abuse you suffered, you've already told me, it led you essentially into a life of crime. You were in prison basically from the ages of 18 to 40, in and out. So the impact it has on you now at your age, do you experience nightmares, flashbacks, panic attacks? You have any trust issues or any type of lingering emotional impact?
I've got trust issues in that. Days that I go about and I think to myself, why did that happen? You know what I mean? But it shouldn't have.
So you rumour it on the position. Right, okay, that's fine. Right, and how would you say it's impacted your adult life in terms of your relationships, your employment? Do you think it's had a negative impact on that aspect of your life?
Aye.
Right, okay. Right, and I do have to ask this question as well. So, during your life, have you suffered with any substance misuse? So, drugs, illicit substances?
I have been taking drugs from the age 18 to the 40,
Right, okay.
Taking Jagged heroin on methadone scraps, taking Valium.
So, heroin, methadone, Valium, so general opioid?
Yeah,
okay. Have you ever been homeless? Obviously, being in and out of prison, obviously, I know it can have a big impact.
I've been homeless loads of times and that. I've slept on the streets out in Scotland loads of times,
Right. Okay. Right, so I think I've captured quite a lot of the information we need at this stage, okay? So, as I said, the next steps is I'm going to get this sent off to our specialist team who are going to get all the relevant data requests sent out to everyone you've listed, your GP, the authorities, the institutions, etc., okay? One thing I will ask you as well, so is there anyone... they don't have to do this anytime soon, this will be later down the line, but is there anyone you feel may be able to provide a support and witness statement in relation to the impact the abuse has had upon you?
Who would need to do that?
Someone you've confided in, someone you've told stuff about, someone, people who have witnessed anything.
Aye.
Right, okay. Well, as I said, we can park that for now. I'll just say yes, there could potentially be support and witness statements to be taken, but we can speak about that, obviously, much later down the line. So have you got any questions for me at this stage?
No, it's all good,
Right, perfect. So, Michael, what I'll do is I'll get all this information and put it onto your case, okay? We'll get it sent off to the specialist team. They'll get all the relevant disclosure requests sent out. So it can be a few weeks, sometimes a few months, to get the information in. It completely depends on the institutions, because sometimes, as you're probably well aware, these institutions can close down and then somebody else takes their place. So it's a bit of a struggle in order to sometimes try and get all the relevant records we need. But what we'll do is we'll be in touch every couple of weeks, okay? Obviously, if you ever need to speak about anything, need more guidance on the process, or you have any updates for us, or you just want to know where you're actually up to in terms of the application, just give us a call, okay?
Right. No bother, man, no.
Perfect. So have you got any questions for me?
No, that's fine, no.
Perfect. Okay, Michael, well, we'll be in touch, okay?
Right. Cheers, eh? Right.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.